Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa.
One more time.
Oh, come on.
Everybody now.
Yeah, come on now.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Come on, let's go.
I want
fantastic.
I want it. But I'll tell you.
Can you feel it?
I like that.
I do too.
I'm
a man who could not put a sentence together without at least 10 uhs and uhs. We miss him. It's been 9 years.
Yeah.
Since he left office, which will bring us to hack of the year in about 30 minutes. Holy mackerel. Anyway, John and Ken show on KFI. Welcome, everybody. A quick reminder that the Ghoul Pool is coming back. Your entries for 2023 can be taken beginning on New Year's Day. Look for the entry, or the way to enter, on the website. Again, it's naming three people who are well-known who will pass away in the year 2023. The results for 2022 will be announced on our first show of the new year. As I've said, it'll be tough to beat the two people, I believe it was. They got Aaron Carter, the 34-year-old singer-performer who died of a drug overdose. That's young. Again, it's a point system for the Ghoul Pool, so keep that in mind when you enter, but you won't be able to do that till New Year's Day. And as we always like to remind you, there's a one-week window. We're going to take entries for a week, and during that week, anybody who dies doesn't count. Yes, you might be trying to slip in someone who passed away during that week. So all of that's coming. Ghoul Pool 2022 and Ghoul Pool 2023. Well, we got a press release. Santa Monica business leaders, exhausted by city inaction on crime and homelessness, make a bold statement for the holidays. Santa Monica business leader and civic activist John Alley, in connection with the Santa Monica Coalition, which is a group of retail and commercial tenants, residents, and property owners, have installed a message in the heart of Santa Monica's 3rd Street Promenade. It's on private property, and it reads in large letters, "Santa Monica's not safe. Crime, depravity, outdoor mental asylum."
I like that. That's good.
Yes, and the group, the Santa Monica Coalition, is a collection of business owners and property owners and residents. And you know, there's a news story that says a website called Safewise.com, they're a home safety and security company. Santa Monica was ranked 224th out of 230 cities in the state for safety. 224. And based on the rate of violent crimes and property crimes per 1,000 residents, the only cities that were worse rated were Compton, Richmond, Stockton, San Bernardino, and Oakland.
The City of Santa Monica issued a statement. The City of Santa Monica places the highest value on community safety.
Wow. Well, we're going to get John Alley on here. And he's been on our show quite a few times. And I tell you, John, it's wonderful what you did here. I cannot believe how stubborn and resistant city government is. The city council and the mayor, I mean, they're watching the place rot in front of their eyes. You write that 85% of residents no longer visit downtown?
That's correct, John and Ken.
Yeah, we don't go anymore. And I guess hardly anybody goes anymore.
The message draped across the building is a result of just one more year of frustration and disappointment. 40 to 50 people contributed time and dollars and effort to get that sign designed and printed. And by posting it, we're united and feel we can raise the ante with the city council. We're heartbroken because nothing's been done in the last year. We have no hatred for the homeless. We want them moved. We want the existing laws enforced. And we want the homeless people moved to the empty buildings the city owns that can easily house the overnight homeless in shelter capacity.
What has been the response so far from residents? Are you hearing anything?
It's been overwhelmingly positive. We've had some city leaders call and complain and make threats. We've had a couple of people drive by honking horns at individuals' homes and businesses. But it's been overwhelmingly very positive. The vast majority of residents and owners see their own employees being hit over the head, accosted, robbed, even the city maintenance workers, even the safety ambassadors, some of them are attacked while they're working.
They're attacking the safety ambassadors.
We still have them.
They're doing a hell of a job.
Yeah. Your quote in here, which I want to talk about, many of our city council even refer to them as unhoused sidewalk citizens. Wow.
That's true. We have a new mayor that a year and a half ago told the city council that she wants a secure and safe downtown Santa Monica, but she doesn't want to see police. We have an outgoing mayor who was so proud of all of the homeless services offered, invited the homeless from Malibu to come to Santa Monica and criticized neighboring cities for the efforts they were making to bring in the homeless.
Who is
it's
this?
Inverted world.
Who are these people? What are their names?
Our current mayor is Gleam Davis, and the outgoing mayor is Sue Himmelrich.
Yeah, Sue Himmelrich. I remember talking to you about her.
And the new mayor is Gleam?
Yes.
Gleam Davis.
She has been on the council and was mayor once before during 2019.
So this is no real change in leadership for you.
So they embrace all this because you list that they encourage sleeping out in the open, drug use, urination, defecation, sex, and violent outbursts.
Well, while the message was being draped on the building, we witnessed two homeless fighting with each other. One had a knife and the other had brass knuckles. I don't know what the result was because they ran down the alley. 3 hours later, behind my building, there was yet another person shooting up with heroin. And that's a daily occurrence. We have employees that work in the restaurants that can't use public transportation or the metro. It's just too dangerous. They refuse to do it. And now they're being dropped off because when they park their cars, they're attacked, and their cars are attacked. There's been five tire slashings that I know of in the last 2 months. We've got a great police department. We got a great police chief. They're doing their very best. But we don't feel they're supported by the council. The residents support them. The business owners support them. But we're down.
Why do the residents elect these people?
Well, unfortunately, like the rest of L.A., less than 40% of voters in Santa Monica vote. And we thought that would change, John and Ken, because the parks, about 75% of the residents rent. They live in apartments. So the parks are their backyards, and the promenade has been their living room. That's what everybody calls it. But the parks are unavailable because the grassy areas now are being used as full-time for homeless. The county, supported by city funds, Santa Monica funds, has continued to distribute clean needles. So there's no incentive for these homeless to leave. They gather. And now the distribution, the city, we brought this to the city's attention. They sent a letter to the county asking that the program be moved indoors, which we were fine with. But the county's response was to increase the program and spread it to other parks, three parks now, and to the promenade and to the garages. So we have county workers coming at unannounced hours distributing needles. And the only reason that the city sent a letter to the county was that the city attorney felt that there could be a lawsuit with a child in a park stepping over a needle, and there'd be trouble and there'd be injury. But this has got
to stop. Have people dying. You say there's 4 to 5 people every month dying in the parks, Palisades Park, Tongva, Reed Park, Douglas Park, in the downtown area, in garages. So they're killing dozens of people with these programs.
It's what happens when a police department is defunded or when sworn officers are transferred, as they were in Santa Monica after May 31st, 2020, the riot. And so the people that need the help most, the residents, the people that use the parks, the homeless, they're not getting the attention they need. The police are overworked. They're doing the best job they can.
Can I go back to the election for a second? Were there any candidates, serious candidates, who ran on stopping all this nonsense and they couldn't get the votes?
There were two candidates that ran on stopping all this nonsense and did not get enough votes. And there was a candidate that won that was supported by the police, Lana Negrete. And she was on the council, and she was elected for her first elected term. So we're hoping and praying, and we believe and confident in her that she's on our side. She's a business owner, and she understands. She has people outside her door most days. She has a music store, and she has the same problem that we have on the promenade and in downtown.
This is astonishing, especially because it fell. The city fell from such heights. It was so much fun to go there. There were so many great restaurants and great stores and beautiful parks. And I'm just, why would you want to give up all that for drug addicts and mental patients to give them a playground to die in? It's almost like a cult has taken over the city. And you can't reach people who are in a cult.
The city still feels they can solve the homeless and the addiction problem by building more housing. And that's just not going to work.
Well, we know that.
Wow. It's amazing to watch this because I'm in Santa Monica most days during the week. And it's just shocking to witness this in front of your eyes. And, you know, we've had you on many times and others. And so we've gotten a detailed play-by-play of what's gone on. And it's shocking how stubborn and resistant and just, I don't have words to describe this. I don't understand what's going on.
The citizenry is desensitized. They don't want to see it. And the sad thing is it's happening as much during the day and sleeping on streets during the day as was happening at night a year ago. So it's gotten worse. And we just would love to have the city council individually, without protection, without police escort, maybe with their spouse or partner, walk down the promenade, walk down downtown by themselves and see what it's like. See what it's like to open up a store and have to walk over feces and urine and people holding a knife and yelling at you or pounding your door. We're getting 4 to 5 storefronts smashed still per month. I barricaded my store because it was costing over $1,000, more than that, to replace the glass every time it was broken.
I see endless empty storefronts, or they're boarded up, or they have gates in front of them.
Yeah, I was in the promenade a few months ago. I saw that. Wow. Well, John, we wish you all the best. Please keep us updated on your campaign.
Thank you so much.
All right, that is John Alley, a business owner in Santa Monica. He and a group of other landlords, business owners, have gotten together, put up a big billboard. Santa Monica's not safe. Crime, depravity, outdoor mental asylum. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. The hack of the year is coming up at 5:35. The mob will help us throw this hack into the dumpster, recognized as the worst of the worst hacks of 2022. There are many nominees, but we can only pick one. You'll find out who that is and the reasons why this person was selected as the hack of the year on the John and Ken Show. To much fanfare, the LA Unified School District announced recently that they were going to have 2 days of what they call acceleration, 2 extra days of school over winter break that was supposed to make up for, what, 2.5 years of Zoom school? They got 72,000 students to sign up. But before you get excited, the district has nearly 500,000 students.
Right.
So
for 2 days.
It's 1 out of 6, roughly.
What are they going to do? What are they going to do on those 2 days?
Do you want an idea? We got an email.
A joke.
Good afternoon. My wife is a 4th grade teacher for the LA Unified School District. She's been teaching for the past 2 extra days. She confirms it's a waste of time and money. She's teaching students that she has never met in a classroom that is not her own. She's had her teaching time interrupted by dance teachers and mandatory trips to the library. Furthermore, students have not brought their computers and do not have the tools necessary to participate. My wife has been challenged by a wide spectrum of students in her class. One of her new 4th grade students does not know the sounds that letters make and cannot read.
Wait, in what grade? 4th?
Yes.
They don't know the sounds that letters make? Like,
yes.
Like D is duh. And C is cut.
Yes, it's a pretty good
F is fuck.
Yes, it's kind of the phonics thing, right? Isn't it? The sound.
Really?
Cannot read.
Boy.
There are students that clearly should and likely have individual educational plans.
You don't see this in the teacher's press release. You don't see this in the El Segundo Times, do you? What's really going on?
No, this is the real world.
You got students in 4th grade. What are you, 9 in 4th grade?
Yeah, I guess so. If you're 6 in 1st grade, yeah.
So there's a 9-year-old, and they can't read the sound of a letter.
No, which is key to figuring out the word, right?
Because we were talking about how everybody suddenly magically graduated this year.
Now,
this student got promoted 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th grade without ever once managing to learn a single alphabet sound.
Well, give them credit for sending her for the 2 acceleration days to see if they can make all that up. Can you learn to read in 2 classroom sessions? He writes, she's in a classroom with 10 students, 2 credentialed teachers, and a classroom aide. But the teachers have been left to their own devices to evaluate each student, identify their needs, and manage a wide variety of learning difficulties in 2 days.
And then it's over, and everybody's going home for Christmas.
Right, but then they're going to call it a victory. Look what we did. We did it. This is like that stupid graduation report that came out the other day. Suddenly their graduation rates are up. Are you kidding me?
We're all being
gaslighted. Everyone loves that word, right?
Gaslit. Is that the
gaslit? Yeah, I guess so. Gaslit.
Wow.
We're being told that something that we know is true is not true. And what we know is true is that it's bad news for the schools.
Nobody cares anymore on the inside.
But instead, we're being told, oh, no, we're going to do acceleration days to make up those lost time. And we've got higher graduation rates.
Everybody just lies. Everybody just makes stuff up. That's all.
Just and keep it rolling.
And everybody goes along with it. Nobody objects. Nobody pushes back. There's no resistance. Just take your money.
Well, that's because they want to feel better about things. A lot of people want to feel better about things now. We have a plan. We're going to give them 2 days in a classroom, and that's going to make up for 2.5 years of lost schooling. Yeah, that's right.
Let me try to pronounce your name. Ooh, C-H, that's tough, though. Or is it ch?
Here's a 10th grader wanted to improve her grade in geometry. She got assignments from her teacher to complete and turn in online. 2 days. But it's worth it, she said. Really? So I'm reading from the Times now in their happy version.
The Times.
Times, yeah.
Yeah.
Los magic Angeles magic Times. Classroom fun here. Everybody's going to make up for 2 years of Zoom school.
That's where you go for truth. Truth and reality. When I hear truth and reality, I think of the LA Times.
Here's one. A teacher elsewhere who taught unfamiliar students on an unfamiliar campus called the whole thing a waste of money. Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. They did put it on an opposing viewpoint.
Why don't they have a 10-part investigative series on the waste of money, on the fraud, on the laziness and stupidity on the part of the teachers?
It's just a PR stunt is really all it is.
That's all life is now. Everything is a PR stunt.
We're doing something, see? Don't look at the details of it or whether or not it's effective. Just know that we're doing something. We're having 2 days of extra school.
And it's everywhere all day. You know, and it's like the Santa Monica thing we just read, you know, the safety of our residents is the highest priority.
Right? Yes.
You know, I turn on the news every day and I hear excerpts of whatever the latest White House press briefing is. It's like, no, the border is absolutely closed. Nobody cares.
Don't believe what you see on Fox News. You're being gaslit. I'd like to light your gas.
Wow.
All right. Coming up next. Yep. We do it every year around this time. We're going to put the hack of the year into the dumpster. Find out who it is next. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
It's time for John and Ken to throw a hack in a dumpster.
John and Ken Show, John Cobelt and Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, welcome to the special edition of Hack in a Dumpster. It's time for the hack of the year. On the John and Ken Show, many, many, many worthy nominees,
but,
as you could imagine.
But this one stands out apart from all the others. In fact, probably apart from all the other hacks of the year. This one, in fact, we got a separate dumpster so you wouldn't contaminate other people that are locked in our previous dumpster.
Yes.
We're going to seal them off in this one.
This is a man who went to Columbia University, Harvard, Westlake, described as a Rhodes Scholar. You probably know who we're talking about already. The London
Scholar.
School of Economics.
Oh.
I'm looking up his whole resume here.
Yeah.
Eric Michael Garcetti, an American politician who served as the 42nd mayor of Los Angeles from 2013 until 2022. We can now thankfully call him the former mayor of Los Angeles.
And the phone still has not rung. For that Indian ambassadorship.
No, Fox News just did a story like yesterday saying that the White House is insisting the nomination is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And they still are optimistic it will get through the full U.S. Senate. But they're going out of session in a couple of days. So
yeah, I mean, unless he does that recess appointment maneuver.
That would be the only thing that would make
which would give make Garcetti the acting ambassador for a temporary period of time.
Why is Garcetti the hack of the year? Well, it's pretty simple. It's almost 9 years accumulated. And since he's going to be ex-mayor soon and we think he'll be in the trash heap of politicians, this probably won't come to our attention anymore that we need to throw him in the dumpster. So we believe we need to make him hack of the year.
This is the final honor for destroying Los Angeles.
I think it is.
When he came into office in 2013, homelessness was a tiny fraction of what it is now. Garbage was a tiny fraction. Crime was significantly lower. And he has brought in immense amounts of crime, homelessness, just insane drug addicts on the street, mental patients left unattended, death on the street. It's now like 2,000?
Yeah.
2,000 a year now die in the streets. And then
you
all the garbage.
Back, yeah, think about this. I mean, he was elected in 2013. I would say the first term, I don't think we threw him in the dumpster. I don't remember. But, you know,
they
passed
benign.
Proposition 47. They did a lot of things dealing with the homeless that made the problem worse through the justice system. And this guy, the last 3 years, I'm now going to say, has done absolutely nothing. Remember back in 2018 and 2019, he was making his appearances with his idea to put a homeless encampment in every council district. I'm not saying those were good ideas, but he ran for president in 2020. There was no interest in that. And then he just gave up because he was tired of LA's problems. He says things now in interviews like the homeless issue. I don't know that any one mayor could really make a dent in that. He's like making excuses now for the fact that he's done nothing.
He didn't try to do anything.
He withdrew from the job the last 2 years.
Yeah, I think so. You think it was like a depression? Was he just laying on the floor in his home?
Well,
whimpering? I mean,
I think the ambassador nomination gave him a happy jolt for at least a while. That's a year and a half ago now. Yeah.
Because
I mean, he had his sights set on being a secretary, a cabinet secretary.
But the reason that got derailed, the ambassadorship, was again inaction. Yeah,
he would do
anything.
Rick Jacobs
is running amok, sexually assaulting everybody in sight, and Garcetti just won't do anything. He just wouldn't work.
Nope.
He wouldn't take anything on.
Back to basics, mayor. I mean, we just did a story like a week ago from Curbed about the sidewalks, which he promised to fix.
Yeah.
And what, they fixed 1%?
1% of the sidewalks.
Couldn't do the simplest of things
when it comes
to improving life.
When there was pushback on his road diet, he just turned tail and ran. Gave up.
Yeah.
He gave up on everything. Like there are certain mayors who make decisions that are destructive. His destruction was refusing to do anything while the world was coming apart.
Remember a few years back with all the trash? This is probably before the pandemic, the problem with there was just trash everywhere. And remember there were some city employees who were getting bit by rats? Remember that whole thing?
Yeah, that woman, remember?
She got some disease, right?
Yeah, she got some terrible disease from the rat bite. And everybody pretended that it didn't really happen.
Right. Right, that was a response.
There's a lot
of denial.
I mean, how can he sit in a job for 9.5 years and just do nothing?
I used to have the TV on in the other room during the pandemic because you never know what was going to happen with news conferences. Remember, he'd come out every night at 5:15.
Oh, my God.
And make that awful, stupid statement to the press about Angelinos in his soft sort of preacher-therapist manner.
It was all this silly poetry.
It was always right. He wanted to be eloquent. He wants to be remembered as saying just the right things at the right time.
But he sounded like an 8-year-old eight-year-old phony trying to write Hallmark cards. That's what he sounded like.
All right. Well, we have a little what you would call medley.
Yeah, this is the best of Eric Garcetti.
The hack of the year. We know him as Mayor Yoga Pants Boy. In 2017, remember, we actually had all the people running against him come in for a debate. And,
right.
Well, that didn't work.
And he got 81% of the vote.
But nobody voted. That was like the lowest turnout in almost the history of voting.
There were so few votes, they moved the election and ended up giving him an extra year and a half so they could align the election cycle with the governor's election.
Yeah, so we had really 9.5 years of him.
Yeah, 9.5.
All right, here comes the medley.
Hello, Angelinos.
I can wear yoga pants.
These are a few of my favorite things.
When people have paid their debt to society, our debt of gratitude should be thanking them for serving that time.
Ask people to invite their friends and neighbors into their homes and to create welcome home baskets so we can connect Angelinos with Angelinos. These baskets are filled with essentials, toiletries, forks, knives.
When I started, we were building about 300 units like this a year. This year, we have 6,000. We've put 14,000 extra people off the streets into shelter and housing this year alone.
Or empty lots, we're doing these small home villages. They look almost like Danish fishing villages. Beautiful, colorful.
Danish fishing.
Folks feel secure. Women who have been survivors of sexual assault have their own lock and key.
I never heard this one.
HVAC, bathrooms, and case management. None of these places should be permanent stocks, but if we can get people indoors, we can begin to hear their stories, understand their needs, treat their medical demands,
and
them into their homes.
Hello, Angelinos.
I can wear yoga pants.
All right. Throw the hack of the year in.
Get him, please.
When people have paid their debt to society,
this will be the last time we do this.
Down, guys. Thanking them for serving that time.
Ask people to invite their friends and neighbors into their home.
There you go. Seal them in. Roll them away.
It wasn't easy. Beat out Newsom and Gascon and a bunch of other nominees.
I know. Very strong year.
The end, he is now ex-mayor. He thought this was the most appropriate salute and naming Hack of the Year as his legacy.
That's his own dumpster that's being rolled away, and he will be sealed for eternity inside that dumpster.
I think you hit it on the key word for him is denial.
Yeah.
And I predicted this. There's going to be some kind of meltdown, particularly if he does not get this ambassadorship, because there's just some things going on there that are at odds internally.
No. There's a psychiatric story yet to be told.
Okay. We will finish coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. Well, things must be going well in Ukraine because Volodymyr Zelensky is coming here tomorrow. Well, not literally here to California. He's going to address Congress.
Uh-oh.
In a joint session because he wants money.
He wants more money.
They're working on that omnibus bill, $1.7 trillion funding bill.
I heard there's like 40, 45 billion.
That's what, $45 billion in assistance to Ukraine is in there.
Yeah.
$45 billion. But clearly he thinks that's important to his success because...
Well, we got to stop the Russians. Otherwise they'll roll over all of Europe.
Yes.
They'll
John Cobell can dismantle his bunker if we can knock them back.
I don't know. I got to do supply check over the holiday.
Oh, you do?
Make sure I didn't miss anything. Make sure, rats didn't get into the food supply or anything like that.
A good time that things could happen would be February 24th, which would be the 1-year anniversary. Maybe that's when Putin says that's it. Blowing everybody up.
Yeah. They had another story about how he's suffering from cancer.
Putin?
Yeah. He's just...
He's dying again?
Yeah, he's all bloated and shaking uncontrollably.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
No.
It's heartbreaking to read.
And you just heard Elon Musk says he'll step down as CEO of Twitter, but he has to find somebody worthy of the...
Really tired.
He took a poll.
Really tired.
Really is a wild card.
About Twitter. I was sick about Twitter.
Isn't he really the next Trump? He's kind of the same as Trump.
Yeah, he is.
That wild, crazy personality. He'll say anything and... but sometimes hits on some truths, you know?
Yes. No, he's useful. I'm just the whole concept of Twitter.
I know. You hate Twitter.
It's stupid.
And finally, this development, which brings us back to a story we talked about earlier in the show. That's the Idaho college student murders. Idaho police said that the abandoned white 2013 Hyundai Elantra found in Eugene, Oregon on December 17th is not related to the murders. They have spoken with the owner. This was a damaged car that apparently a homeless guy was found sleeping in.
It was right next to a Panda Express. I was looking through the photos, and then I looked on a map, and half block away is a Home Depot and then a park. There's a Lowe's Home Improvement. I'm looking at the map right now. There's a thrift store across the street. So it wasn't abandoned in this rural
But it was all smashed up in the front, right?
Because there's smashed up cars everywhere.
The car is registered out of Colorado. A female owner was contacted, and she's not believed to have any relation to any property in Moscow, Idaho, or the ongoing murder investigation. Well, in fact, the police said from Moscow, Idaho tonight, asking the public to stop contacting the owner. So I guess people did their little detective work online and maybe figured out who might own the car, and They've been calling her to hound her over the murders? I don't know.
How did they figure that out? I mean, there is a vehicle identification number, and the cops can quickly figure
use
out.
Use that to trace the...
Yeah, to trace previous
owners.
The purchase
owners. Or the lease, right.
Yeah, but...
I don't know. It just says that somehow they've... Maybe somebody up in the Eugene, Oregon police tipped off people as to who they're looking for or whatever. But on December 17th, somebody said there's somebody sleeping in a damaged car, and they got there and they found a homeless person.
This white Elantra thing, they could be completely wrong.
They could be.
Somebody saw
it
white Elantra.
It shows you how few clues there really are that are public anyway. Yeah, I mean, honestly.
They've got nothing.
They
we have other things that we're hiding. No, you don't.
You really think this one's going big cold?
I think after the holiday, everybody will have forgotten the story.
Oh,
I think we're reaching the end of the attention span for this.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, well, because I really thought
something would pop up because people who do this tend to either brag or somehow they can't help themselves. Something slips, and somebody who heard them say something or... I mean, whoever did this, and I do believe it's one person.
Yeah. Yeah. He was going after that girl, Kaylee Goncalves.
He was, because she got really gouged.
So.
Yeah.
He was and really... at this point, everybody who knows her would have been able to tell you that she had a strange guy obsessed with her or that she rejected in some way.
I'm thinking it's somebody she wasn't really aware of that got obsessed with her and felt spurned.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking, but.
That's possible.
I have no idea.
All right. Mark Thompson, who was cleared in the case.
Yeah. Was I a person of interest, do you think?
Yeah. I don't know. Your name came up.
I like to be thought. It's good to get your name out there no matter what. Although I think in a murder investigation, probably not the best place to get.
I got a call and I said, no, he's all right.
Boy, when I need John as a character reference, I'm in trouble.
It's bad news.
Walgreens, CVS, and other places are limiting the places, meaning I guess pharmacies, limiting the purchases of children's pain relief medicine because these respiratory illnesses have risen so substantially that they're running out of the stuff. Apparently. We'll talk more about it. The Arctic blast, which is affecting travel on the East Coast. I actually just got a call from a friend of mine who needs to go to Chicago. And he's trying to beat the storm to Chicago, but then it moves into the East Coast and they're going to get rain. And then it's because it's so warm and this intense cold behind the front. I was able to crack open some of my meteorology background to kind of
yes.
how he and was it, totally rude.
And have they named the storm yet? I hate that.
No.
Yeah, why did they start doing that? That's ending winter storms.
Totally hack thing. Weather Channel started it, and it's become a thing. Absolutely ridiculous. You know, it's like a lot of the jargon that they've come up with. It's cool, but, you know.
Cyclone bomb?
Yeah, the bomb cyclone.
Exactly.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. It doesn't have to make sense. It just has to catch on.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly, right.
And Dr. Edwin Krupp's going to be with us, director of the Griffith Observatory. It's a pretty good story. A shockwave that came through the Earth's magnetosphere. Krupp is one of my favorite guests just for all the things related to astronomy from the Griffith Observatory. But this particular event that occurred could have messed with the communications worldwide. So I'm going to ask, could there be another one and what the timing is? And so it's a big show, boys.
I'm excited. Yes.
We could all get knocked off the radio. All right.
Yes. It's tricky.
All right. You do it.
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. Mark Thompson.
Coming up.
More touch and go, actually, as I think about it. But anyway.
He's in for Conway. And Michael Crozier has the news. KFI, KOST, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you.
Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/Parity Flex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.